God's children that struggle and have hardships, they have hope for a better day, for a new day, for a change. You understand? And that hope keeps them going. Do you know that? Let me read this scripture here for you, brother. This is one that my mother-in-law used to read a lot. You know, and it really sums up what I am talking about. It's found in Romans chapter 8. It says, beginning with verse 18, it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Do you see that? You see the contrast that he's making there? You know, you suffer now, but it's not comparable to what you're going to receive. All right? It says here, "For the earnest expectations of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God." And indeed, we do wait. "For the creature was made subject to vanity." Indeed, we are suffering, subject to sin. And it says, "Not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. But because of the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." All right? "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope," it says, "but hope that is seen is not hope." You know that? If you got to see it, it's not hope. Right. Faith that you can reach out and touch is not faith. Right. Faith is something that you cannot see.
Right.
All right? And it says here, "For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it." And so we know that we have to patiently wait for the coming of God. And we know that it says in the scriptures that not since the beginning of time have eyes seen or ears heard what God has for those who wait on him. And so we have to wait on him.